This poem is called 2:22 AM. Sitting on his rowing machine, watching a poker-faced monkey ride a dog on late-night TV is better than trapped in a lawn chair, listening to the neighbor talk deadheading his roses, or having my brother tell me his sources are telling him the Illuminati is splintering and a black rain will soon fall on Paris, or watching a klepto steal cheese and crackers from a convenience store. Other than that, nothing else immediately comes to mind. It wounds to be banished from the marriage bed for allegedly tossing and turning, wishing I knew why I can't sleep more than 4 hours at a time, and how I seem to be aging by dog years. And I think I should be redeeming this restlessness by spilling unwritten prose, rolling around in my head, stories about sharpshooters and sapphire necklaces, dinner parties and self-determination. Knowing the second I fire up the computer, drowsiness will begin setting in, and by the time I'm ready to commit sentences to a blank screen, my eyes will be starting to close. Somewhere, a technocrat is calculating charts and numbers. An artist with a gap between his teeth caresses his sketchbook. And a girl holding a blue balloon counts the taillights in Denver. But for me, more stunted slumber, sleep second shift about to commence.